Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Brandon Satram, a first-time prototype camp speaker. Brandon is presenting on Goodbye Specs, Hello Prototypes, to show how specs can be a thing of the past with a proper prototype. Brandon is a director of product management for Telerik. Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us for a Chicago Camps podcast. We really appreciate it, and we're excited to have you joining us at Prototype Camp in Chicago this year. Could you start by telling us where you work and what you do there?
Sure. So I work at Telerik, a developer tools company based really all around the world, and I'm the director of product for the Telerik platform. And I lead a team of about 16 product managers and interaction designers, and collectively we manage a suite of products called the Telerik platform that are designed to help developers build mobile web, hybrid, and native mobile apps with JavaScript and HTML5.
Wow, that sounds like quite a bit. It sounds like what a perfect fit for us at Prototype Camp.
That's awesome. Yeah, when I first found out about you guys, and I've known Shay for a while and heard about you through Clark Sell as well. It was just one of those where I saw that I'm like, I have got to submit to this. This is one of those things that I really want to be a part of. It seems like you guys are doing some cool stuff and right in my wheelhouse in terms of the things that I've been working on lately as well.
That's outstanding. Your presentation is called Goodbye Specs, Hello Prototypes. And I think that has got to be a fantastic fit for everything that we're doing here. Hits right in that wheelhouse and heck, even the work that I do. Tell me, who's your ideal audience for the presentation? And who do you think is really gonna want to not miss this one?
So I look at the audience, really, it may sound a bit broad, but I think really it's PMs, designers, UX interaction designers, and really also even developers, as long as really the goal is to make prototyping, especially high fidelity prototyping, a key part of your workflow. And for folks that are playing with prototyping, they're using it in some form, but they really want to make it critical to replacing some of the more documentation heavy parts of their project or product work. We found a lot of value in switching to that more visual high fidelity model. And really, it could be someone whose organization is still tied to functional specs or the dreaded PRDs, product requirement documents, or a team that's using prototypes but that's looking to use them to validate features and products with customers, or even to communicate better intent with engineering. Those are all cases where we've really seen a lot of value. The prototype has become sort of this jack of all trades in its ability to help communicate broadly and encourage collaboration in an organization. So really anybody who's looking to do better work with prototypes, designers, developers, PMs, I think would be a great person to come to this talk.
That's outstanding. And I think one of the things that really jumps out to us, at least, is you said high fidelity prototypes. And in general, I think people hear prototypes and they think of proof of concept. They think maybe rough sketches or screenshots and, click through stuff, or it's black and white, grayscale, no real branding.
Yeah.
You said high fidelity. What is it that allows you to do that? I guess in that same sort of prototyping space that makes it a prototype and not a product. Final product.
So, there's a tool component of that. So obviously it's the tools you choose to help you get to that point. But really when I say high fidelity, and I think that's a term I borrowed from Marty Kagan, who wrote the book Inspired several years ago. Where we've chosen to define that is that it's a prototype that looks and feels as close to real as possible. It can be interactive for a potential customer, for someone you're interviewing for validation purposes. It can be interactive for an engineering team as well, but it can also be annotated. It can also be very loosely designed. And so rather than building a full-on, the full-on product, which you're going to want to throw away, right? The whole value of prototyping is getting as much validation as possible and iterating as quickly as possible without going through that expensive, costly engineering work. And that's really the mindset that we've taken on my team and on other teams that I've worked with, is we've tried to, center around that idea of high fidelity. It's something that is as close to real as possible because it gives us that best feedback, but just short of being the product, right? Just short of being the real thing.
Very, very cool. What do you think are a couple of the big takeaways that people will get, they're going to learn from your session?
So I've thought about this a lot, and I think really there's three big things. One is that there is life after specs. For folks that have been sort of stuck in the doldrums of writing functional specs, and I have been there far more recently than I care to admit, that there is an answer to that very text-heavy, very verbal form of communication that always seems to fall out of date. And so some of what I want to talk about is sort of the horror stories that I've been through and working through functional specs and PRDs and where those fall short. And then the second thing is, you know, so really that's the first point is I want to say there is something better, right? There's another alternative to that. And then the second thing, you know, after we introduced high fidelity prototyping and the value that that adds is to say that even though high fidelity prototyping won't solve all your problems, right? I mean, you still need to make sure you're solving a customer problem. You still need to make sure you're communicating to a product team, an engineering team, what it is you're building and answering some of those trickier questions behind the curtain. It will solve a lot of them. It does give you that high, you know, the high fidelity prototype gives you high bandwidth communication. And I think that's one of the second big takeaways that I want to talk through.
That sounds like a really fantastic session. And I don't say that as the person who's sitting here interviewing you to, you know, promote your talk a little bit. I sincerely loathe doing any type of documentation. And I think,
yeah, me too.
To me, I kind of label documentation to be very waterfall.
Absolutely.
And I think what I heard from you is this allows teams to be agile and lean. And that's some of the things that they can learn from this, or at least even that modified waterfall approach, whatever it is that just takes you away from doing the hours and hours of annotations and that stuff that can be just really heavy. So I think that's really, really cool. And we've got one last question for you here.
Okay, great.
What is it that you're hoping to take away from our prototype camp?
Oh, I'm really excited about this event, like I said earlier, because just it fits in, you know, so much of what I've been working on these days. And I'm really looking forward to meeting other folks in the product space, folks doing UX, folks doing PM, folks that are sort of in the jack of all trades dev designer hat as well. And really hearing more about the state of the art for where people are with prototyping and design and with lean and UX and talking to customers and validating product ideas. I mean, I really love to see the innovation that other teams are bringing to the UX and the product space. And I really can't wait to see more of that in person. So that's going to be really the big thing for me is I'm really excited to speak, but I cannot wait to be sitting in front of the other speakers and to hear some of their great ideas and also just to get to interact with other attendees in person and hear about what people are doing.
That's really great. And I think you're going to get everything you're hoping for from Prototype Camp. We've got such a fantastic audience and a great Chicago community. Every time people come in from out of town and check this out, I think they end up, you know, giving us really positive feedback. So we're super excited that we have you on board and on the program. And I really want to thank you once again for sending in an awesome submission and being part of that day.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for having me, Russ. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too. We will see you on September 13th.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.